弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们今天要讲的课题是我们为什么要相信神。
And the topic we want to talk about today is why do we believe in God?
为什么我们要相信神这个话题
？Why believe in God?
我们在已经讲完了罗马书。
We have completed the book of Romans.
那么现在呢？我们趁着在还没有开始另外一本书的时候呢，我们讲一些基本的信仰。
And before we begin on a new book, we want to talk about some of our basic beliefs.
所以我会在不同的时候会讲一些比较基础基本的。所以年轻人信主不久的可以再一次来学习，那么我们信主很多年的也是一个复习。
And intermittently we will talk about all these fundamentals of our faith, and this is good for youngsters who have just believed in the Lord, and also good for those who are more mature in the faith as a revision.
所以年轻人请你注意。
So youngsters, please pay attention.
这个是为你讲的。
This is for you.
那么所以我盼望这年轻人能够从当中学一些功课。
And I hope that the young people in our midst can learn precious lessons.
那么当然我还会打算开始讲主再来的一些信息。
And I also intend to preach some sermons on the second coming of the Lord.
这个是非常重要的一个课题，但是我们很少提到。
That is a very important topic which we seldom talk about.
特别是今天。
Especially today.
你知道今天是一个很重要的日子吗？
Do you know that today is a very important day?
你知道为什么今天很重要的日子吗？
Do you know why today is so important?
全世界所有报纸都在报道9月23号。今天24号了哈，所以你是已经平安了。9月23号呢，是世界末日的开始。
And all around the world, newspapers are publishing that the 23rd of September, but we are already in the 24th. That the 23rd of September is the beginning of the end of the world.
特别他们在观察这个天象的时候呢，狮子座跟处女座呢，这个成一条直线的时候呢，就已经就能够就是世界末日的这个指标。
And when they look at the constellations in the sky, and when some stars are in line or aligned with one another, it is a sign that the end of the world is starting.
而且有人认为在这个启示录十二章那里提到的一些特别的现象呢，应该就在昨天已经发生了。
And they have also claimed to have studied the book of Revelations, and what was described in the book of Revelation, those signs have started since yesterday.
但是呢，但是你注意到当然我们你可以说哦，那个是美国人今天才23号，所以今天还没有发生，应该你是平安的。
And some might argue and say that, oh, the 23rd is referring to the date or the day of the American timing, so it has not happened yet.
所以全世界的人都在看，基督教说9月23号，2017年是一个很重要的日子，结果如果没有发生的话，大家都会笑基督教到底是可信不可信。
And the whole world is watching the Christianity, because if Christians were to claim that 23rd September is the end of the world, and when it has passed and the end of the world has not occurred, then people will make a mockery of Christians.
但是你要知道，我们如果好好研究圣经，主耶稣已经告诉我们，没有人知道那个日期。如果有人告诉你准确的日期，那一定是假的。
If you study your Bible carefully, you realize that Jesus has already told us that nobody knows the day or the hour. And if someone were to pinpoint an exact day and time, we immediately know that that is false.
因为他说这个子都不知道，只有父知道。因为作为圣子呢，他都可以限制他的他本来是全知，但是他也是把这个东西关起来，不要知道。所以没有人知道，如果有人能够准确告诉你，他一定是假的。
And Jesus even said that neither does the Son know except the Father. The Father is the only one who knows. Of course, Jesus is God and He is omniscient, but when He became man, He temporarily limited Himself not to know this thing. And so even if the Son of God doesn't know, no one would know.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒要回到圣经，好好的研究我们信的是什么，我们所信的信仰的内容是什么。
So as Christians, we need to return to our scriptures and be very, very certain of the content of our faith.
所以呢，我想作为一个基督徒，我们必须要知道我们基本的信仰。那么特别，我要讲这个基要的信仰的时候呢，特别对我也是很重要，因为我们刚刚从中国回来。
And as Christians, we need to know what are the fundamentals of our faith, and this is especially important to us, and this is also very dear to me because I just came back from China.
那么我们到中国去的时候，我们在哈尔滨，就是在靠近苏联那个黑龙江那个地方呢，我们已经受为18位弟兄姐妹受洗。
And I was at Harbin, which is close to the border with Russia, and we conducted baptism for 18 brothers and sisters.
那么，这个我们知道，如果你看地图的话呢，北那个那两个这个地图，这边有两个，一个北京跟上海，大家是用红线画，你可以看得到。
And the map on the left, that small map with the two red arrows, are pointing to Beijing and Shanghai.
那么上个礼拜呢，我们去了是飞到天津。
And last week we actually flew to Tianjin.
然后呢，从天津坐6个小时的火车到。 滨州
and then we took a 6-hour train ride to 滨州
那么在那边这里我们也受为一个姐妹受洗
and there we also baptized one sister
然后呢从那边坐再坐着火车到这个亳州
and then we took another train to 亳州
亳州就是很多人不知道我也不知道原来亳州就是曹操的故乡
And 亳州 is actually the hometown of 曹操.
如果你不知道亳州，你听到曹操也知道了。
So if you do not know 亳州 but you know 曹操, that will be good enough.
但是亳州也不但是曹操的故乡，也是华佗的故乡。
And he is also the, or rather, 亳州 is also the hometown of 华佗, the famous physician.
他是中药的这个大师，所以读中药的人都知道。 所以亳州是一个中药材中心，所以那边什么药都有。And
华佗 is the TCM master, and that place therefore is now the center of all TCM, and you will find all kinds of herbs there.
然后呢，我们再坐这个火车到这个郑州，然后从郑州才坐飞机回来。
And then we took a train to 郑州, and from there we boarded a plane back.
这个就是很简单的跟你报告过去我们在中国的一些事工。
And this is very briefly letting you know the ministry in China.
所以在之前呢，你看到这些照片呢，就是在靠近黑龙江哈尔滨的那个地方，我们在那里讲道。
And these pictures are taken at Harbin where we preach there.
那么另外呢，你看到我们在那里受洗，这个就是一些受洗的照片。And
we baptize the brothers and sisters there.
这个就是我们的在那里的负责人，我们在那里有执堂，他就是我们那里的弟兄。And
we planted the church there, and this is the person who is in charge.
那么这位姐妹呢，她受洗的时候呢，是因为她其实有这个半身不遂，那么。 当然我们在讲这个受洗的重要之后呢，她坚持要受洗，那么在她旁边的就是她的丈夫，所以他们坚持我们就为她受洗。And
this sister at the bottom left picture, she's already paralyzed, but when she heard us preach and she wanted to be baptized, and so we baptized her, standing on her right, or rather on the right of the picture is her husband.
可能你大家看不到，不过你看到背后的那个弟兄的笑脸，你知道我们不是在虐待他，他是很开心的。
And if you look at the smile on the face of the brother behind her, you know that we're not torturing her. She's actually very joyful.
那么这个就是受洗之后的拍的照片。
And this is a picture taken after the baptism.
那么到了这个我们下到山东的时候呢，这个就是建国他来过我们这边两次了。在那边教会的情况。
And then we headed to Shandong, and this is our brother Jian Guo who has been with us twice, and that's the church.
那么我们在那里也为一个姐妹受洗。
And we also baptized a sister there.
所以你看到这一次呢，我们从那边学会原来这个孩子的游泳这个池呢，我们可以放在这里，以后我们不用出去，就在这里可以受洗。
And we learned to use the baby pool to.Baptize people, so next time we need not go elsewhere, we can just bring a baby pool here.
所以这个变成很方便了。
So this is very convenient.
另外呢，吃完上完这个受洗完之后，我们在那边用餐，就好像我们今天一模一样。
And after the baptism, we had a meal just like what we do on Sundays.
所以呢，我们看到这个受洗的人呢，当然也知道他必须要知道他所信的是什么。
And those who got baptized need to know what they believe.
那么当然，我们今天早上呢，要跟大家重新思考，我们为什么要信耶稣，我为什么要受洗。
And this morning we want to think about this again. Why do we believe in Jesus and why do we need to get baptized?
所以我今天的大纲很简单，只有三点。
And the outline is very straightforward. There are only 3 points.
当然每次都是三点的。
Of course, it is always 3 points.
所以这个第一呢，就是圣父的命令，圣子的事实，还有圣灵的启示。
And of course, the first point is God the Father commands it. The second point is God the Son's resurrection demands it. And thirdly, God the Holy Spirit reveals it.
但是呢，我们最主要的是要知道一件事情，在希伯来书。十一章第六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Of course, we need to know what Hebrews 11:6 tells us, that without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
所以当我们来到神的面前呢，我们一定要知道有神这回事情。
So when we come before God, we need to know that God exists.
那么我们怎么知道有神呢？
How do we know that God exists?
所以这个就是我们要问的问题。
And this is the question we need to ask.
那么当然在我们很著名的这一节经文，就是在诗篇十九篇第一节，挂在我的大厅上面，就是这个字画。他说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
And of course, we turn to Psalm 19:1, which is also the inscription that is in my own living room. It says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork.
意思说，整个创造宇宙万物，整个宇宙万物，当你观察天象呢，看到各种这个星球你就可以知道神是创造宇宙万物的真神。
And of course, what this means is that just by looking at all the things around us in astrology or whatever else, and in the universe and the things that exist, it shows us that actually God exists.
特别是在晚上，你观察天上的这个星星跟月亮。
And especially at night, when you look up into the sky and look at the stars and the moon.
你看到宇宙之大的时候呢，在思想的时候呢，你就可以知道。有神这回事情。
And when you look at how huge the universe is, and you just need to think about it a little, and you will conclude that God exists.
所以我们在读罗马的书的时候，我们也跟大家思想过，在罗马书1:19下面讲到说，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。
And we know from the book of Romans that whatever can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them.
那么在第20节说，自从创造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
And verse 20 says, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
所以当你看天象，看看天的这个宇宙的创造呢，你就知道有神的存在。
So when you look into the sky and when you look into what is present in the universe, you know that God exists.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当把他当作神来荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念就变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以我们怎么知道神的存在呢？
So how do we know that God exists?
你出去晚上看看天，看看星星，看看月亮，看看宇宙之大，你就知道神是存在的。
You walk out at night and you look into the sky and look at all the stars and also the whole universe and you know that God exists.
当然在副教学里面传统上面呢有四种理论。
Of course in the apologetics, traditionally, there are four arguments.
一种理论，第一种理论是指宇宙论证，意思说整个宇宙呢有一个原始，有一个创造主，有一个第一个创造的这个因素。
And the cosmological argument would tell us that when we look at the whole universe, we know that there must have been a point of time when it all began.
意思说它有一个 第一个 first mover， 它有一个创造，它有一个源头，有一个创造这个整个宇宙万物的源头。
So there must have been a source, the original person who first made the movement to create everything.
那么当然还有第二个，就是当你看到这个宇宙万物的时候呢，你就看到宇宙的星星啊、月亮的、太阳了、行星啊、外面的这些呢，它有规律、有次序。 有这个时间性呢，你就知道这个当中呢有一个设计师，所以这个叫做设计的论证。And
when we look at all the things around us, the stars, the planets, and all those stars and planets show some kind of an order, and there is some kind of a chronology behind them. And this is what we call the teleological argument. In other words, there is some kind of design.
那么第三种论证呢，是指叫做本体论证，意思说，一个人不能够想出他所不知道的东西。你所有世界上的人都心里面知道有神这回事情，这个神呢，你怎么知道有神？你不可能知道一些你所不知道的东西。但是每一个人心里说有一个创造主，外面有一个上帝，有一个神，这种 想法呢？每一个人心里有这种想法，就显明这个神，这个是在哲学上的一个论证，说可见有神的存在。所以世界上所有的人都说有神，为什么你不可能想出一个东西不存在的
？And then we have what is known as the ontological argument, and this is from a philosophical point of view, which argues that a person cannot begin to imagine about something that does not exist. So if everyone from everywhere seem to imagine that there is a God, and whoever this God is, he must exist before people can think about or imagine that he exists.
那么最后一个就是指道德论证，就是说每一个人心里都知道有一个对跟错的问题，不管你是强盗也好，你是在美国最聪明的科学家也好，你的心里面都知道有什么叫对，什么叫错，虽然每一个人尺度不一样。 不过你有对错的观念，为什么全世界的人都有道德的观念呢？这个就是可见有一个创造神把这个道德观念放在人心里面。And
then there is the moral argument where everyone, be it a robber or the smartest scientist, would know that there is a difference between right versus wrong, and how would everyone have this idea of what is right or wrong unless the Creator put it in us?
当然这里面呢有很多这种如果你去研究的话呢，你读很多这类书，这些都非常有兴趣，非常有趣，你去读的话，你会感觉到非常的好，这个能够帮助我们了解神的创造。
And there are many books that have been published with all these arguments, and it is very interesting to read through them. And it also helps us to strengthen our belief that God actually created all things.
所以你看到我们的宇宙，
So look at our universe.
这个宇宙非常奇妙。
This universe is amazing.
当然我们知道除了地球之外呢，外面我们还有这个月球，还有太阳。 在太阳系里面呢，我们有九个行星。
And of course, we know that outside our world, there is a moon, there's a sun, and in this solar system, there are nine planets.
但是在这个行星这个太阳系以外呢，我们是属于一个银河系，就是这个银河系当中呢，在操作。
And outside of our solar system, we are actually in a galaxy.
那么再根据这些科学家的研究，这个。 银河系外面呢，有两亿的星球在操作。And
scientists have tried to estimate that outside our galaxy there are more than 2 billion stars.
所以可见你可以可不可以想象，我们说宇宙有多大？宇宙大到不能够用我们的这个距离来衡量，要用光年来衡量。
And the universe is so huge that it cannot be measured by physical distance, such that it needs to be measured by light years.
所以神是创造这个宇宙万物的真神。
And God is the God who created the whole universe.
所以在这个宇宙万物当中，你人类不断地在寻找有没有其他的星球，有人类存在的可能性，或者人类存在的这个环境，人可以去居住。
And man have been studying for many, many years whether there's any other planet that has suitable conditions for humans to survive.
但是我们不知道外面有没有这样的星球。
We do not know whether such a planet exists.
但是我们知道一件事情呢，这个星球呢，这个地球的旋转呢，它有一定的规律。
But one thing we know is that the rotation of the Earth where we are on has its order.
就算今天你坐在这里不动,
even if you are not moving while seated here,
或者你躺在床上不动的时候,
or when you are lying on bed and stationary,
你知道你也是在动啊，因为整个地球还在动。
You know that you are moving because the whole Earth is rotating.
而且呢，这个地球在循环，在太阳。 循环这个太阳一圈，不但太阳一圈，整个银河系也照着也在旋转，所以你要知道这个是一个非常伟大的一个设计。
And of course, the Earth is not just rotating about its own axis, it is also rotating around the Sun, and the entire galaxy, all these solar systems, they are constantly moving, and this is a great design.
而且这个地球呢，你知道它不是直的，它是向斜的。而且这个呢，因为这样斜度有一个斜度23度的话呢，它才有四季。而且这个旋转呢，有特别的设计，人才能够在其中能够生存。
And you should also know that the Earth is actually not vertical, it's actually spinning over a tilted axis, which is 23 degrees, and because of that, the four seasons exist, and it is because of all these things that it makes the living conditions possible.
而且你知道这个太阳跟地球呢，它在旋转的时候有一定的规律，而且它不能够稍微移动一下，它稍微移动呢，我们全部的人都会死亡。
And the way that the Earth is rotating or orbiting around the Sun also has its order, and it cannot be changed. If there's a slight change in that, all of us will die.
我们的太阳，我们的这个阳光，我们的地球的这个温度，它的这个里面的物质呢，全部都会改变的。
And the Sun, the Earth, and all the physical things in the Earth will actually change.
所以整个宇宙是很有规律的在运转，但是呢，有人说我们人是怎么样来的？是靠爆炸之后呢，它在这个突然间它们自己放在一起，然后就旋转。这个爆炸论呢，已经在我们当中已经教了很多年了。
And of course, we see all this order in the entire universe. But yet some claim that all these things came about once upon a time when there was a giant explosion, and because of that, all these elements combined together and we have what we have today. And indeed, this so-called Big Bang Theory has been taught in our midst for many, many years.
其实这个是最荒唐的想法。
Actually, this is the most absurd
所有的人都想，都有头脑，你自己想你就知道这个是不可能的。
And if you have a little bit of brains and you think about it, you realize that it is impossible.
如果你拿一个手表里面所有的这个元素放在一起，然后你不断的丢，有一天它会放在一起，然后它自动 TikTok TikTok 这样的操作，你想这个可能性有多大？
And if you take all the components of this watch and then if you throw them in together randomly and you just keep throwing them up and down and one day all these components suddenly fall into place and the clock starts ticking, what's that probability?
当我们这样讲的时候，我们自己都会笑，但是我们整个科学家都在相信这个，已经相信了多少年。
And when we think about that, we will all laugh at its absurdity, but yet when we talk about all this Big Bang Theory, all the scientists have been teaching this for years.
但是当然最近有一些科学家，越来越多科学家认为这个是错的，但是 有头脑、有正常知识的人都知道这个是可能的事情。
Of course, more and more scientists are not believing in the Big Bang Theory anymore, but actually, if you have a little bit of brains, you realize that this is impossible.
所以整个宇宙的万物的操作呢，非常的奇妙。
And how the entire universe operates is extremely amazing.
当然你听我说没有用，因为我不是科学家。
Of course, listening to me is not useful because I'm not a scientist.
但是感谢主，我们有一个科学家来到我们当中。
But we thank God that we have a scientist who came visit us.
这个就是美国太空署的太空人，感谢主能够到我们当中来，我还是不能够想象，我们这么小的教会，他有一个太空，真正的太空人，不是假的，来到我们当中。
And of course, this man is an astronaut from NASA, and indeed, I still cannot believe that such a small church as ours would have a real astronaut visit.
所以他在太空上已经是最久，他是最在太空美国太空署的太空人在是留在太空最长的人，也是年纪最大的人，因为他是一个祖父了。And
he is already a grandfather, and he is the oldest astronaut, and he is also the astronaut who spends the longest time out there in space.
其实我找不到那个照片，其实他在环绕地球的时候，他曾经拍过新加坡，然后在我的这个脸书上面有放过，不过我现在找不到。And
I cannot find that picture, but when he was orbiting around the Earth, he actually took a picture of Singapore. And he sent it to me, and I posted it on my Facebook, but I cannot find it now.
所以这些科学家也相信有神这回事情。
And so all these scientists believe that there is God.
所以当我们观察宇宙万物的时候呢，我们心里应该知道有神这回事情。
And when we observe the universe and the things in it, we should know that there is God.
因为这个设计非常的奇妙。
Because this design is amazing.
当然不只是这个宇宙万物非常奇妙，我们的身体也非常奇妙的，你知道吗？
And it's not just the universe. If you just consider our own bodies are amazing.
你知道我们肚子里面的这个胃啊？
If you consider what is present in our stomach.
我们中国人很喜欢吃，对不对？民以食为天。
And Chinese likes to eat.
但是呢，如果没有这个胃里面的酸呢？ 我们根本没有办法吃任何东西。
But without the acid in our stomach, we cannot eat anything.
你知道我们肚子里面的胃酸呢？ 的酸度到酸到什么程度吗？
Do you know how acidic is the acid in our stomach?
我们肚子里面的酸，这个胃里面的酸呢，它的酸度强到一个程度呢，你把男人剃须的这个剃须刨这个剃片呢，啊剃须的片呢。 放在这个酸里面，那个胃酸就可以把它溶解。And
it is so acidic that if you actually put a piece of razor blade into the acid that is extracted from the stomach, that piece of razor blade will dissolve.
那个是铁。
That's iron.
它也可以把它融化。
And the acid can dissolve it.
但是它融化呢，就在你的胃里面融化，它不影响你的肺，不影响你的肾脏。
But that is only in the stomach, and it does not affect our liver and our kidneys or other organs.
那当我讲到我们的肝脏的时候，
and when we consider our liver,
你的肝脏呢？我们的肝脏能够呢， 分解500种元素，你知道吗？化学家、化学老师啊，可以或许可以知道。
And our liver can actually break apart 500 different types of compounds.
所以我们的肝脏是最好的 filter system， 就是一个过滤器。最好的过滤器就是我们的肝脏，不是外面买不到的，就在这里。
And our liver is the best filter that cannot be bought from outside.
而且呢，我们的壁纸，如果你的壁纸好，我的壁纸已经不好了，所以你给我什么闻，我闻不到了。但是壁纸好的话，好的人呢，好的壁纸呢，可以闻出50000种不同的香味。
And our nose, if your nose is still functioning properly, mine isn't anymore. But if your nose is functioning properly, it has been estimated that we can actually distinguish 50,000 kinds of scents.
你知道我们的身体呢，最大的这个我们的内脏，我们最大的是哪一个吗？
Do you know which organ in our body is the biggest one?
不要讲最大，应该是讲最长。
Actually, it's the longest.
最长的是我们的小肠，你知道吗？
And the longest organ is our small intestine.
我们的小肠很重要的，你不要小看这个小肠。
Our small intestine is very important.
如果你把这个小肠拉起来呢，有我的三倍，我们高度的三倍。
And if you straighten the entire small intestine, it is about 3 times our height.
而且呢，你要知道我们身体的这个血液循环的这个血管呢。
And our blood circulation system.
你知道里面我们有很全身体都有血管，对不对
？And there are blood capillaries throughout our whole body.
我们的血管全部的血管加起来有多长
？Do you know how long it will be when we connect all these capillaries in our body?
有60000里这么长。
And it is 60,000 miles.
所以你看到这个我们这个身体呢的设计是非常的奇怪的。非常的奇怪的，而且呢，你要知道我们的心脏很重要。
And so our body design is amazing. And look at our heart.
我们的心脏呢，要这个泵，这个要压这个力，这个力呢，把这个血管呢，血液从心脏呢推到全身呢，有6万里长呢，它有多大的力才能够推，你知道吗
？You know how much pressure the heart has to generate when it pumps by.Because it needs to pump blood throughout this 60,000 miles of capillaries.
这个力量呢，它的心脏的力量呢，可以喷血呢，一喷出来，它的力度呢是那个血可以喷到30尺外。
And the pressure that the heart generates when it pumps can actually pump blood that is 30 meters away.
所以你看到我们这个小小的心脏呢，其实它的功用呢非常大，而且非常有力的。
So this small little heart actually has a great function and it pumps with great pressure.
而且呢，每次我们打一个喷嚏
，Every time when we sneeze，
你知道那个气出来的时候呢，的速度有多快吗
？Do you know how fast is the speed of the air that comes out？
是100 miles per hour， 就是每一个小时100里的速度飞出来。
And it comes out at a speed of 100 miles an hour.
这个警察先生就会给你一张 ticket， 你已经超时了。
And you get a speeding ticket.
这个已经你超速了，所以你看到它速度多么快。
It is a very very fast speed.
所以当然你看人的心脏，你看到人体的构造已经非常不可思议了。
And when you look at how the human body is functioning and operating, you will find that it is amazing.
所以你看到人体的构造，你看到宇宙的构造，然后你说这个是偶然间发生，然后它就变成就操作了，这是不可能的事情。
And if you look at your body and you look at the universe and you say that it all happened by chance, it is impossible.
如果神没有创造人，不可能有这样复杂的身体可以操作。
If God did not create, we would not have such a complex body system.
如果我有时间呢，我很喜欢去研究这些东西，因为当然这些觉得很好奇，人生的这个构造，人体的构造，宇宙的万物都非常的奇妙。
If I have time, I would really love to spend time studying all these things because all these are so amazing.
以前我不知道，以前我看到一些老传道，有些老牧师，他说他是研究天象，这个天上的星星的这种这个万象的。我觉得他为什么这样？后来现在我年纪大了，开始原来是这样，那个很有趣的。
In the past, I did not understand when some old preachers tell me that they study astronomy and they want to look at all these things in the sky, and I did not understand why, but as I age, I start to realize.
所以你看到，你看到晚上，你看到天上的星星，然后你想到这些复杂的设计的时候，你看到人体里面的设计的时候，你怎么可能说没有神呢？
And when you look at the stars, when you gaze upon the stars at night, and when you look at your own body, how can you say that there is no God?
所以以弗这个希伯来书刚才跟大家讲了十一章六节，说人非有信不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须信有神，而且信他能够赏赐寻求他的人。
And we already said this from Hebrews 11:6 just now. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him.
所以你看到，我们来到神面前，我们必须要信神已经给我们这些，但是呢，最后我们还是要依靠信心来接受。
And when we come before God, God has already created all these things to show us that He exists. So we need to have faith to believe Him.
让我告诉大家一件事情。
Let me tell you one thing.
圣经里面每一次提到信心的时候呢，要信的时候，这个字是一个 command， 是一个命令。
Every time when the Bible uses the word have faith or believe, it is actually in the imperative or it is a command.
耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲了，妇人你当信我，时候到，将到。拜父不在这个不在这个山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你当信我，这是一命令。
When Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father, the word believe actually is a command.
马可福音一章十五节说，日期满了，神的国近了，你当悔改，信福音，那个信也是，你是一个命令，你必须要相信。
Mark 1:15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The word believe again is a command.
主耶稣在行神迹的时候，对那个管会堂的马可福音五章36节说，不要怕，只要信，也是一个命令。
And when Jesus was going to help the ruler of the synagogue to heal his daughter, Mark 5:36. He said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. It is also a command.
所以你看到信心呢，相信呢，是神的命令。
So, to believe is God's command.
我们可以观察宇宙万物，我们可以看人的身体的构造非常的奇妙。
We can observe all of the universe and also look at our own bodies and they are amazing.
这个身体的构造的奇妙的程度真的是叫人惊讶。刚才我们讲到胃酸，那个胃酸的强度这么强，但是它又不影响我们的肝脏，不然我们的肺，我们影响就是肝脏在那里。你看呢，这样美，这样完美的构造是谁想出来的呢？
And indeed, these things are also amazing. And the example that I gave early on about the acidity of the stomach juices that actually do not harm the liver or the lungs or whatever else, they are so well designed. Who thought about it?
但是它是铁，如果你吃到一个铁进去呢，它竟然能够把它融化，把它消解，把它排出来。
And if you actually swallow some metal, the acid can dissolve it such that it can be passed safely out of the body.
而且呢，它的这个肝脏能够把这个人的毒，各种食物的毒这个分解出来，然后吸收好的，这个最好的这个人这个 filter system 这个过滤器呢，就在人的肝脏里面去找。
And the liver can break down all kinds of poison, and indeed it is the best kind of filter. How can we find it except in the body?
所以作为科学家呢，你要找出最奇妙的，用神的创造里面去找出原理来，这个就是。你知道这个就是最好的做法。
And as a scientist, if you try to find out the best principles from God's creation, that is really the best methodology.
所以为什么我们要相信神？
So why do we believe in God?
因为神命令我们相信他。
Because God the Father commands it.
但是他也给我们宇宙万物，他说你看看刚才讲到说，你看这个所有的宇宙都在彰显他的荣耀。
And of course, he created the universe to show us that he is there. And we said earlier on that all his invisible attributes has been clearly seen.
所以诸天述说他的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork.
所以我们必须要相信神，因为圣父把这个创造宇宙万物摆在我们的面前。
So we must believe in God because God the Father created the universe and placed it before our eyes.
第二点，为什么我们要相信神呢
？Secondly, why must we believe in God?
因为耶稣基督的复活是真实的。
Because Jesus Christ's resurrection is real.
请大家打开哥林多前书十五章。
Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15.
我们跟大家讲过了。
We've spoken about this before.
但是我们作为一个复习，再回去看哥林多前书十五章。
But as a revision, we come back to 1 Corinthians 15.
三到十一节。
Verses 3 to 11.
哥林多前书十五章三到十一节。
1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 11.
他说，当日我所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照着圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且写给基法看，后来写给十二使徒看，后来一时写给五百多个弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也已经睡了的，以后写给雅各看，再写给众使徒看，末了写给我看，我如同末期的这个产期而生的一般的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前是逼迫神教会的。然而我今日成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外的劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。我不拘束，我是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此行。
1 Corinthians 15:3, For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received,that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believe.
所以我们讲到耶稣基督从死里复活，这个是历史的事实。
And we spoke about how the resurrection of Jesus Christ is actually a historical event.
所以很多人要证明要打倒基督教，最重要的就是你要证明耶稣没有复活，基督教就不可能存在。
Many people have tried to demolish Christianity by trying to prove that the resurrection did not occur.
像有一本书我们跟大家讲过，有一本叫做有一个记者呢，他出来研究要推倒这个基督教，所以当时他研究20-30年之后写了一本书证明耶稣的复活。
And we said before that there was this journalist who set out trying to prove that Christianity is fake, and he wanted to show that the resurrection did not occur. But after 20 or so years, he published a book and proved that Jesus indeed was resurrected.
近代也有一些人做研究者，这个记者也是律师，写了一本书，写 The Case for Christ, 就是为神证明审判耶稣的是正确的，当中也研究了很多证据证明耶稣是复活的。
And there was also this lawyer who published a book, The Case for Christ, and after spending many many years trying to go through all the evidences, he concluded that Jesus is indeed resurrected.
但是我觉得最好的证据就在圣经里面。
But I find that the best proof is in the Bible.
因为你的圣经是第一手资料。
Because your Bible is first-hand experience.
是保罗亲自在那边写出来给我们看的。
Paul himself was writing.
就好像你是一个法官。
It's like if you're a judge.
保罗就站在这证人的他的面前。
Paul is in the witness stand.
然后在那边你问他，他就写，他说我写给你的时候呢，我知道耶稣复活。
And this witness is writing a first-hand account that Jesus is resurrected.
他说呢，他第当主耶稣复活的第五节说，他第一写给基法，就是彼得，他写给彼得看。
And verse 5, after Jesus rose again, he appeared to Cephas or Peter.
然后他写给十二个使徒看。
And then to the 12.
然后再写给五百多个人看。
Then he appeared to more than 500.
这五百个人当中，他在写信的时候，五百个人有一半还在。
And when Paul was writing this letter, more than half was still alive.
所以你要知道，这个证人在那边，他说，你看，他写给彼得看，然后写给十二个门徒看，然后又写给五百多个人看，你看他有多少个证人。
So here is a witness claiming that there are many other witnesses like Peter and the 12 and the 500.
这五百多个人呢，有超过一半的人还在活着。保罗写哥林多前书的时候，这五百个人里面有250个人还活着，你们可以去查一查。
And when Paul was writing this letter, he's telling the Corinthians that most of those people, most of the 500 are still alive. So if you don't believe, go ask them.
而且呢，这彼得是谁？十二个门徒是谁？
And who is Peter and who were the 12?
我们知道这个彼得跟是这个彼得就是出卖不承认耶稣三次的这一位彼得。
And we know that this Peter is the same Peter who denied Jesus 3 times.
所以当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，门徒逃跑了。这十二个门徒就是那些懦夫，害怕耶稣把同跟耶稣一样被钉，就逃跑了，全部都不承认耶稣了。
After Jesus was crucified. These 12, they became cowards and they ran away and none of them acknowledged Christ.
所以这些人逃跑了之后，为什么在一周之后全部回来说耶稣是复活的？
All these cowards who fled came back 1 week later and claimed that Jesus is alive.
没有人会为他的谎言而死的。
Nobody will want to die for their own life.
所以为什么一个彼得他害怕逃跑不承认耶稣，十二门徒逃跑的又回来呢？为什么呢？除非他真的看到耶稣复活，真的清楚知道他们连死都不怕，说我要见证耶稣是复活。
And why did the fleeing disciples return and all claim that Jesus is alive and they were all willing to die for this? Not unless Jesus is really resurrected.
这些人看到耶稣被钉十字架，他们都害怕，但是为什么会回来呢？因为他的确看到耶稣复活，不然的话他不会牺牲自己的生命，牺牲家里的人生命，牺牲孩子的生命，出来说耶稣是复活的。
And these people, they fled. They saw Jesus die and they were afraid for their own lives and so they fled. But yet, after 1 week, they came back and they risked their own lives, they risked the lives of their family members and their children to proclaim that Jesus is resurrected, so it must be true.
So, 保罗在那里说，你看，我写信的时候，主耶稣曾经显现给五百多个人看，现在有250人还在，你们去查查。所以这个是不大，绝对可能的，不可能是保罗在说骗话的。
And Paul could not have been lying because he said that there's more than 250 of the people who were still alive at that time. So if they did not believe, they could have asked those witnesses. And Paul couldn't have been lying because there were so many witnesses that could have proved him wrong.
那么第七节说什么？
What about verse 7?
他说以后显给雅各看，后来显给我看。
Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, he appeared also to me.
所以在这边他看到这个雅各是指耶稣的兄弟。
James here is Jesus' half brother.
啊，意思说这些兄弟呢，起初不信他的，但是当耶稣钉十字架之后，他们信了。为什么不信他、抵挡他，后来会信呢？
Jesus' siblings did not believe him at first, but after he died and was resurrected, they believed too.
那么最后呢，显给保罗看，保罗是杀害基督徒的，专门要抓信耶稣的人。这一个基督教的敌人，耶稣的敌人，为什么一起初的时候去迫害属耶稣的人，后来呢却成为见证耶稣的人呢？
And of course Paul began by persecuting the church and persecuted Christians. He did not believe, but how did this persecutor of the church and Christians become a Christian himself?
所以这种转变呢是极不可能的。所以这个给我们看到保罗真的看到耶稣复活，不然的话他不会放弃他非常好的事业，非常赚钱的事业，非常成功的人，非常有名望有地位的人，放弃这一切来过一个传扬耶稣的人。
And such a change is impossible for someone to give up his career, a very promising career that will actually with riches and fame following itTo give up all these things in order to follow Jesus, it is not possible.
而且这种证据其实在我们当中也看到。
And we see such kind of testimonies in our midst.
我们当中信耶稣的人都知道，当你不信的时候，你要什么都可以做，你骗人也可以，你要做什么都可以。但是当你一信耶稣之后呢，你会发现连一小小的谎言，心里的虚假，你的良心都责备你。发生什么事情？为什么有这么大的改变呢？ 这个改变就已经告诉你，耶稣是真的。And
for many of us, before we believe in Jesus, we lie and we cheat and we do all kinds of things without batting an eyelid. But after we become believers, even telling the slightest lie or having some bad thoughts or evil thoughts in our minds or hearts, our conscience start to prick at us. How can this be possible unless Jesus is really true?
为什么有这样大的改变？
Why is that such a great change?
因为你的生命已经改变过来了，这个改变是真的。
Because your life has been changed, and this change is real.
所以我们给大家看到，刚才我们为他们受洗的时候呢，我有些人来，他讲他要受洗，我说你第一，你信什么？你要跟我讲你信仰的内容。第二呢，你生命有没有改变呢？ 当中有些人讲不出来，我就不为他受洗。原因呢，他不清楚。第一，他不清楚。第二，他生命没有一个真正的改变，证明他真的认识耶稣基督。我们不要为他受洗。And
I was telling all of you about the baptism we did in China. But before we baptized the people who wanted to get baptized, we actually asked them to tell us clearly what's the thing that they believe in and what kind of change they have experienced after they believe. And if they are unsure over these two things, we will not baptize them.
所以这一次我去的时候，那边的弟兄就问我，你拒绝了多少人？
So this time, when I went, the brother in China asked me, how many people do you reject?
所以你看到现在他知道说，不是所有的人想要受洗就受洗，除非你真的认识耶稣，真的相信，不然我们不会为你受洗。
So it is not just simply those who claim that they want to get baptized will get it, because we want them to be sure that they truly know the Lord Jesus before we baptize them.
所以我要你祷告，如果你还没有信，你要祷告主啊，让我经历你，经历知道之后，你生命有改变之后，你才知道你所信仰的是真的。
So if you have not believed, then I ask that you pray to God and ask God to give you this opportunity to experience Him so that you will know that He is true.
所以你的信是真的。
So that you know that your faith is real.
为什么我们相信呢？
Why do we believe?
第一，圣父的命令。
Because firstly, God the Father commands it.
他不但给我们命令，他给我们看到宇宙万物都是这个诸天述说他的荣耀。我们看到，可以知道，可以，而且必须要相信。
Because He let us see that the heavens declare His glory, and we must believe.
第二呢，就是圣子的事实，就是圣主耶稣死了复活，我们看到很清楚，他是为我们死而复活，这个是事实。
And secondly, is the fact of the resurrection, or the truth of the resurrection, God the Son has resurrected.
第三点呢，是圣灵的启示。
And thirdly, God the Holy Spirit reveals it.
你看这个以赛亚书46章。
Look at Isaiah 46.
请大家打开以赛亚书46章第9节。
And please open your Bibles to Isaiah 46 verse 9.
这节圣经我们也是很熟悉的。
This is a passage we are familiar with too.
以赛亚书46章9节说：“你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，别无别神。我是神，再也没有人比我的。我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未曾的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。”
Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purpose.
其实我们要讲的是圣经这本书。
Actually, we are talking about the Bible.
这样为什么讲圣灵呢？
But why talk about Holy Spirit?
因为圣经就是圣灵所启示的。
Because the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的话就是圣经的话。
So the word of the Holy Spirit is the Bible.
而且这本圣经呢是没有错误的。And
the Bible is without error.
因为是圣灵讲的，所以就没有错误。Because
it is said by the Holy Spirit, so it is without error.
所以在这边呢，你看到以赛亚书46章，他在这边告诉我们神的话，他说， 我是神，并无别神，我是神，再也没有能比我的。
And Isaiah 46 says, I am God, there is no other, I am God, there is none like me.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么没有人 跟你相比呢？
Why is there no comparison?
他说世界上没有一个人也没有一个神可以做这件事情。
There's no other God and no other man who can do this.
什么事情呢？
What is this?
我从起初指明幕后的事情，我从古时言明未成的事情。
I declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done.
所以意思是什么？神的预言，神讲的话，一点一话都不能落空。
And this means the prophecies of God, whatever God has said, not a jot or tittle will actually fail.
所以今天有人说我替神说话，我发预言，如果不准确，圣经里面告诉我们用石头打死。
And today, if anybody claims to speak from God and says, I am giving a word of prophecy, the Bible says that whoever gives a word of prophecy that is not true needs to be stoned.
他说没有人像我，只有我能够从古时言明未成的事情，从起初言明幕后的事情，没有人可以，只有我可以。所以任何人假装神说这种话呢，他一定要用石头打死。
No one is like God, because He alone declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done. So if anyone claims to speak for God and His prophecy fails to come to pass, he will need to be stoned.
所以我为什么相信有神呢？
So why do I believe in God?
因为是圣父彰显宇宙万物，告诉我们你要相信。
Because God the Father reveals it through the universe and commands us to believe.
因为耶稣基督为我死，为我的罪死，为我复活，而且呢，这个是一个事实，我必须要相信。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ died for me and He was resurrected for me and this resurrection is a fact, so I must believe.
为什么我们相信神呢？因为圣经是一点一话都不能废弃，因为神的话一句话都不能落空。
Why do I believe in God? Because the Bible, not a jot or a tittle, will fail and everything will come to pass.
圣经里面有超过2500个预言。
The Bible has more than 2,500 prophecies.
而且2000个预言已经实现了。
And 2,000 of them has already occurred.
还有500个还没有实现。
There are 500 more that has not occurred.
这500个是指到主耶稣第二次再来。
These 500 prophecies are referring to the second coming of the Lord.
这个是非常奇妙的事情。
And this is an amazing thing.
你不然的话，请你试一试，你发一个预言，看明天要发生什么事情，看有哪一个会，我给你发100条，看哪一条中了。
And if I were to give you 100 hits and try to come up with 100 prophecies, let's see how many of you will come true tomorrow.
这边讲有2000条都中。
And here there are 2,000 and 2,000 has happened.
请问它的豁然率，它的 probability 有多少机会？根本是 zero， 根本没有。
What's the probability of all 2,000 prophecies coming to pass? It is zero.
有一个人他算起来，他说后面有2000个零的 probability， 就是说一后面根本就是不能算。
And someone calculated and he says that the probability is one out of a number that is 2,000 zeros following behind.
所以你要发预言，而且我们看到历史里面很多圣经里面的预言，2000年、3000年已经预言的，后面的人后面才出现，不可能有这样的事情的。
And many of these prophecies were made 2,000 to 3,000 years ago, and slowly they all came to happen.
所以如果他不神，这种事情是不可能存在，而且应该充满错误才对。
If this is not true, then this Bible would not exist until today. Another angle, it should be filled with errors.
所以我重新在思想我的信仰，为什么要信耶稣？因为圣父给我们看到，因为圣子的复活，第三，因为圣灵的圣经呢，完全不可能是假的。
So as I ponder over my own faith again, and I look at the Bible, I realize that it is not possible for this to be false.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要相信，因为这是神的命令。
So brothers and sisters, we need to believe because this is the command of God.
所以我们要思想，我们为什么要信主？信主的原因在哪里
So we need to think about why we believe in God and what's the reason that we believe in God.
如果我们相信神的存在，我们相信他要赏赐寻求他的人。
And if we believe that God exists, we also should believe that He will reward those who seek Him.
所以我们要来寻求他，而我们要来顺服他，我们要来听从他的命令。
So we want to come and hear His word, hear His commands, and obey His commands.
所以我盼望我们花信主的人呢，我们也花多一点时间去思想神。知道我们所信的是真的，知道我们所信的是有根有基的。
And those of us who believe in God, I wish that all of you will actually spend time to study the Word of God and to ponder upon your own faith so that you know that it is with foundation.
所以再一次的坚定我们的信仰。
And that you can strengthen your faith once more.
当然我们可以进入我们叫做护教学里面有很多的这个证据啊去研究，但是最终我们要回到就是神的话，神自己说他必须，我们必须要相信，我们必须要依靠，我们必须要投靠他。
Of course, we can get into apologetics and to look into all the different arguments that can also help, but at the end, we need to come back to the Word of God and to strengthen our faith using the Bible.
所以当我们开始的时候说今天是一个很重要的日子。
So at the beginning, I started by saying that this is a very important day.
因为全世界的报纸都说啊，很多基督教在说2017年9月23号是世界的末日。今天你们还住在这里，可见这些是假的。
And lots of newspapers all over the world have been reporting that many Christians claiming that 2017 September 23rd is the end of the world, but yet today we're still sitting here, which is fact that it is those are not true.
但是也有基督徒受这个动摇，其实圣经没有这样讲。
Yet there are Christians who has wavered because of what those people say, but we know the Bible doesn't say that.
为什么动摇呢？因为你没有读你的圣经。
And why did they waver? Because you did not read your Bible.
如果你们好好研究圣经，只有一节圣经就告诉你，主耶稣自己说，没有人知道天下，没有人知道，就是没有人知道，父只有父知道，子也不知道。所以任何人说他能够预测将来末日的时间呢，他比耶稣还要大。
Because just one single verse is enough to prove them wrong when Jesus said that nobody knows, not even the Son, only the Father. And so when all these people believe in the lies, what they need to do is to study their Bible.
但是我们必须要回到信仰，回到圣经里面，知道我们所相信的是什么。
We need to get back to our own faith and examine what we believe.
知道我们信仰的根基。
We must know what we believe and know the foundation.
就算你认为我不相信耶稣基督，我不相信基督教，你也要知道你为什么不相信。
And even if you do not believe, you ought to know why you do not believe.
你说你圣经有错，你要指出他的错来，你要证明他的错来，但是你做得到吗？
And if you say, I do not believe that the Bible is without error,Then you should point out the error and you should take up this challenge and find the errors.
所以你不要信口开河，你要真正去研究它。
So don't just say it without proof. You must study it yourself.
如果你找到，你千万要记得通知我。
And if you can find it, you must remember to come and inform me.
所以我可以跟随你。
So that I can follow you.
所以我盼望大家再一次回到主的话语里面。
So I hope that all of you will come back to the Word of God.
好好的建立在主的圣话中。
And to establish yourselves on.
你知道为什么我们的教会叫做恩道教会吗？
Do you know why we are called Grace Bible Church?
因为在使徒行传说这个道能够建立你。
Because the book of Acts says the Word is able to build you up.
所以我们回到这个道，这个道能建立我们。
And this Word is the Bible that can build us up.
所以我们在从这个，我们会在不同的时候。开始讲有关信仰的基础。
And intermittently, we will speak, talk about the fundamentals of our faith.
但是同时候呢，我也盼望很快的，我们就开始讲主再来的信息。
And I also am hopeful that we will be preaching on the second coming.
因为我们真的不知道主什么时候来。
Because we really do not know when.
我们不敢讲七月二十三号主一定不来，但是呢。 我们也不敢讲什么时候来，不能够讲什么时候来，也不敢讲什么时候一定不来。所以最好的就是我们随时准备好。
We dare not say which day that he will not be coming, just as we cannot say which day that he will be coming. The best is must be prepared.
但是我们肯定一件事情，他必再来。
One thing we are certain is that he will return.
他再来，他必要接我们到天上去。
And he will receive us into heaven.
他必要审判那些不信的人。
And he will judge those who do not believe.
所以我们要随时准备好。
So we need to be prepared.
我们的生活呢，跟主再来有直接的关系。
The way that we live our lives will be closely related to his second coming.
如果你知道他明天来，你今天就不会，你的生活就立刻会有改变。
If you know that he is coming tomorrow, I'm sure your life will change today.
如果你知道你剩下的生命只有一个星期一周，你生命立刻有改变，你就不会再过你现在所过的生活。
If you know that you have only 1 week left to live, I am sure you will change everything that you do and you will not do the same thing today.
但是谁知道他真的是在一周或者明天或者一年，我们不知道，所以我们随时都要准备好。
But who knows if Christ were to come back in 1 week or tomorrow or a year later, none of us know, so it is best that we are prepared.
所以我们要随时准备好认识主再来这些事实。
So we must be prepared and know when the things about the second coming.
当然还有很多人对末世论很有兴趣，我们会盼望能够好好的讲。
Of course, many people are very interested in eschatology, so we hope that we can properly deal with the subject.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word indeed. Lord, this is your word, and not a jot or tittle will pass away. Indeed, Lord, we ask that you help us to treasure your word and to spend time to study it so that we will know our scriptures, we will know what we ought to do, and we will be strengthened in our faith.